Welcome to Dynamic Walking. I'm Dr. Suki. Let's take a walk. Here's an exercise to stay safe on the trail. I call it the eye scan technique. It's based on the method race car drivers use and works for trails that have obstacles that you don't want to trip over. As you walk tall, raise your head high rather than looking down. Use just your eyes to scan the trail from several feet ahead to farther down the trail and back again. Continue scanning far to near to far to near to far. You've got it. Let your eyes relax and absorb what you're seeing. Feed your brain the information it needs for computing as the path changes. Far to near to far to near to far to near. Your head stays high. Your body and brain will make the adjustments they need to avoid a stumble. Now take a deep exhale and fill up on the inhale. Again, exhale deeply. And inhale fully. One more time to drain away any tension. That's it. Good. As you scan far to near, to far, to near, to far, to near. When you feel ready, pivot your head to enjoy the scenery and breathe in nature. Then return to your eye scan of the trail. Far to near, to far to near. Use this eye scan technique every time you walk to stay safe. Here's another exercise my students love, the walking shirt pull. As you walk, reach your arms overhead like goalposts. Lift your head high as if into your crown. When you lower your arms to your sides, keep lifted through your torso. Repeat. Arms raised high like goalposts. That's it. Head lifted high. Before you lower your arms this time, gently bring your belly button towards your backbone. Even slightly will activate your core muscles to help keep you lifted. Lower your arms and relax your shoulders. Let them swing easily at your sides. Maintain as much lift as you can. This takes time to build, so be patient. Any change you notice can be increased slowly, step by step, and strengthened. Repeat. Arms overhead, head high, and belly button to backbone, BBB. Lower your arms and relax your shoulders. Maintain as much lift as you can. Now, let go of any lift you created and fall back into your old walk. How does that feel? Do you notice more pressure into your hips and low back? What else do you notice? Repeat the walking shirt pull as if pulling off your old walk and pulling on a more lifted walk. Arms overhead, high head, belly button to backbone, lower your arms. Maintain as much lift as you can just by engaging your core. Your shoulders are down and relaxed so you can breathe easily and more fully. Can you feel that? Many students report less collapse into their belly and that their step is lighter. What do you notice? Do you feel taller? Put your eye scan back into place. Far to near to far to near to far to near. It's normal to fall back into your old walk with more compression. So do another walking shirt pull. Imagine yourself growing taller, lifting skyward like a tree. In our dynamic walking program, you'll train to feel lighter and taller. With more energy circulating through your torso, you'll grow younger and your push-off will grow stronger. Let's practice another exercise to feel a stronger push-off. Believe it or not, it's common to lean slightly back and not even know it. If you feel your weight more towards the back of your feet, you may be leaning slightly backward. This can put pressure into your low back. Your legs can't push off from this position. You may notice a very flat walk, heel pain, or a slow walk. I'm going to teach you the lean, which may feel as strange as everything else, but give it a try. Because over my 33 years of teaching dynamic walking, it works to build an efficient and effortless stride and prevent pain. We begin with a walking shirt pull. You know this one. The goal is to position your tall torso right over top of your legs. As your arms come down, high head, BBB, lean slightly forward from your ankles so you can feel more pressure rolling into your forefoot so they can push off under you and slightly behind. Roll through each part of your foot, from heel to midfoot to forefoot. On your right foot, heel to midfoot to forefoot. Heel to midfoot to forefoot. And on your left foot, heel to midfoot to forefoot. And again. Imagine the base of your feet curved like the base of a rocking horse. Walking shirt pull, head high, BBB, tall torso over your feet. As your arms come down, lean slightly forward from your ankles. Don't bend at your hips or thrust your head forward, slightly just from your ankles. Play with the length of your stride, from too short a stride to too long a stride, and again, from too short a stride, and notice how that feels, to too long a stride, a lot of bounce into your joints. And then find a stride length that's optimal for you, where your feet gain the most ground traction, under and slightly behind you, like a dog kicking sand. Good. Let's put it all together. Walking shirt pull, high head, BBB, tall torso over your feet, lower your arms and shoulders, and lean slightly forward from the ankles. Let your arms and legs swing relaxed. Notice that just by leaning, you can pick up momentum to power your walk effortlessly. Try leaning too far forward. Take care. And notice what happens. Now stand upright and notice what happens. Now lean back slightly and notice. Good. So a slight lean from your ankles with your optimal stride length for the most push-off under and behind you. Walking shirt pull, lift out of your hips so your legs can swing relaxed. Lean just a few degrees from your ankles, no bend at your hips. Roll down the approximate center of each foot, ending on your forefeet for a more powerful push-off. How does that feel? Now shift back to your old walk, if you can find it. Do you notice more heaviness, bounce, joint compression, any pain? Shift to your new dynamic walk by using a walking shirt pull to pull off the old walk. So, what have you learned from this? Continue walking as I share some of my ideas. Use your eye scan technique and other skills you've learned while we walk. If you've had any success and feel any positive change, then congratulations. You've discovered you still have the power to change how you walk in just a few minutes. Not everyone can. If you've had partial success, no worries. Just noticing any change is great. You've been walking this way an average of 6,000 steps a day. For how many years? Inefficient habits result from normal changes we all go through, like injuries, illness, weight change, and aging, the twists and turns of our life. They affect our muscular skeletal system, become our habits, and show up in how we walk. If you feel exhausted from trying, that's normal. It takes a lot of mental focus to change a lifelong habit. Like any new habit, it will get easier. But why spend the time and energy? That's the question. Well, how long do you want to be able to walk? A lifetime? You know the benefits of walking. Doctors call it a magic pill, and how vital it is for you to continue, especially now, and what happens to your circulation when you can. Do you want to keep reinforcing your inefficient habits when you can use those same 6,000 steps you'll be taking every day to make a positive change, to maximize energy flow and revitalize your body? If you've taken your car to a mechanic for an alignment job to get better wear and tear on your tires, then you understand. It makes sense, dollars and cents, to get an alignment job on your body, which you can't trade in. To get the kinks out now, to help erase the twists and turns. I've been helping people do just that for over 33 years, to discover their habits and step by step train to transform them. Take a look at my website, dynamicvitality.com. Start making the shifts you need by reading 7 Common Walking Problems with simple solutions to change those. Join the early bird list to receive information on dynamic walking for lifelong legs. I'd be thrilled to have you join me. We're launching in early September. Happier trails!